Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
I was a doctor and a woman of color, and by the way, like one of the only women in the neuroscience division, and there weren't many women in academic medicine. So they wrote me off as a histrionic, stressed out, emotional doctor. And I gave those men in the endocrinology department my power. Do not do that. Your power for your health and your brain and your body is with you.
Patrice Washington, and this is the Redefining Wealth podcast, where authenticity leads to alignment and abundance. Join us each week as we peel back the layers on what wealth truly means and dive into conversations that inspire, connect, and empower you to live your richest life. Get ready to challenge the status quo. It's time to redefine wealth for yourself. Welcome back to another episode of the Redefining Wealth podcast. It's me, Patrice, and I am so excited about today's guest. This is my friend in real life. I love me some Dr. Romy, and I couldn't think of anyone better to be here for our month of mindfulness. If you are not in the Redefining Wealth app, what are you waiting for? I went live recently. It is so fun to be able to just be in a space with my people where we can have real conversations about the things that matter to us and just, you know, get out of all the noise out there in the broader social media streets. So download the Redefining Wealth app. It's completely free on your iOS or Android device. And let's talk about how you are being more mindful. And in this case, I want you to hear from a board certified physician, an award-winning wellness speaker, and the founder of Brain Shift at Work. She is bringing together over 20 years of leadership and expertise in neurology, integrative medicine, and mindfulness to deliver programs that create cultural change. After the affirmation of the week, the next voice you hear will be that of the one and only Dr. Romy Mushtaq, the new author of the book, The Busy Brain Cure. This week's affirmation is, my mind is at peace. In the sanctuary of my own thoughts, I declare with authority that my mind is at peace. It's not just about positive thinking. It's a deliberate choice to let go of worry and embrace tranquility. I am the curator of my mental space, directing it towards thoughts that radiate harmony and positivity. In each intentional breath, I affirm the serenity within, a powerful reminder that I am the captain of my mind's ship. Through life's twists and turns, I confidently carry the knowledge that my mind is a haven of calm, providing me with clarity and resilience at every turn. Declare with me today, my mind is at peace. Welcome to the Redefining Wealth podcast, Dr. Romy.
Ah, my sister Patrice. I mean, I know you call me auntie, but I call you my sister. And it is an honor to be welcomed into the conscious sisterhood of your community, of the Redefining Wealth podcast and the entire community. And just so honored.
I'm so honored. I'm so excited. So just backstory, Dr. Romy is my girl. So I know that you heard all of the brilliant accomplishments, but this is like my let's hold each other's hand and get into the waterfall in Costa Rica, friend. Like,
no, this is my sister who was the only one who understood that when I thought we were going glamping, it was going to be something similar to the Four Seasons. And when I was suffering because the accommodations were less than optimal, she made sure that cranky auntie didn't die out there in the mountaintops and jungle of Costa Rica, walking around some nasty flip-flops in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and the hogs and the bears were outside. And because of my sister Patrice, I'm alive and we're laughing about it today.
I didn't even remember all that because you were like my best takeaway, you know, like, I just remember us really connecting and the fact that we've been able to hang out and have dinner and chat after and talk about love and life and all of the things. I kind of forgot the nasty flip-flops. But yes, this is where we originally met. It was on a mountaintop in Costa Rica. And I am so excited to welcome you to the Redefining Wealth podcast. I'm so excited about just everything that you do. And I have to go deeper with the backstory, just to such a full circle moment, give a shout out to someone who's very special to me, who saw us post a picture from going to dinner together one night and called me and said, how do you know Dr. Romy? And I go, well, how do you know Dr. Romy? And it was my mom.
I'm going to cry.
Full circle. Dr. Romy, you were helping busy professionals and management and executive leaders in the hotel hospitality industry. And my mom was one of those people years ago.
I remember meeting her. I literally do. It was 2017. She was at the Warner Marriott Center in LA.
Yeah.
And I remember it was one of the first teams I visited when I started to consult with Evolution Hospitality. And it was right before they named me their chief wellness officer. And I remember talking to her about her health as a woman and the health of the housekeepers that she supervised. And I remember her telling me how proud she was of her daughter and that my aunties and her were the same, that there was one thing that was important to them was educating their daughters. I remember that conversation and God bless Mama and a full circle moment, really. She knew we were meant to meet in that moment.
Is that wild? That is wild. That's the same year that I launched the podcast, 2017. So 7 years later, 2024, here we are. We connected in a completely different way and just hit it off. And again, so grateful to have you here. What I love about just what I've even read so far in the Busy Brain Cure is that you give permission, sister, from jump. You are like, listen, 4-hour work week, okay, 12-week year, okay, but we are purpose-driven people. And I knew when I started reading, I want to read this moment because I knew that you were the one to speak to the audience in this month of mindfulness because I serve a community of purpose-driven people, but women in particular. And as much as it is purposeful, it can still lead to burnout. It can still lead to just doing too much. And this is what you said. Inside that purpose-driven life, we also understand that there must be a different way to succeed that doesn't lead to burning ourselves out. After countless years of research, as well as your own personal experience with burnout and the health issues that stemmed from it, you became committed to finding a path to success without wearing stress as a badge of honor any longer. And I know from the women that I serve that sometimes we wear that stress as a badge of honor because we get applauded for the success attached to the stress. And you are dismantling that.
No, it is. And one by one and practically, right? Not just that guru that comes along and preaches on a podcast or on a stage. And then they're like, she doesn't understand my life. I'm a single mom. I'm caregiving for elderly parents. Like, I'm trying to run a business on the side of having a corporate job to pay this mortgage. No, I get it. And there's two things. Either we wear stress as a badge of honor, or we wear it in a shade of dishonor, in that I'm burned out, you're burned out, who isn't burned out? I got to go on anyway. And that's what my intention is that, listen, I ain't going to lie. You know me. You know me from the get-go. When I got off the plane and we landed at that bougie resort in Costa Rica, I will not apologize for my drive. I'm a mission-driven woman. You and I get more done in one day than the average worker does in 2 weeks without apologies, right? And if one more person told us to eat berries and breathe and go with the flow, I swear to God, please, run over them with my wearable tech and my designer high heel shoes and say, you go visit the boars and the bears on the mountain of Costa Rica. I'm here to change the world, girl.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's define this. What is busy brain?
Yeah. I really want to talk about what busy brain is we talk about stress management, first of all, that stress is whatever's happening on the outside of our lives and none of us are immune to it. Managing stress is an internal job. And what I found after being in workplace wellness now for almost a decade and researching this is most of the advice that's out there on Instagram, on TikTok, even the books or the gurus that stand up on stage are outdated modalities of advice that are no longer serving what has happened to our brains. That whole eat berries and breathe, take another emotional resilience class. No, right? And I know this is mindfulness month and I'm not knocking mindfulness. Meditation is a sacred part of my daily rituals and I teach teens mindfulness, but we needed something more. And in my research during the pandemic, we'll include the busy brain test in your show notes, 17,000 people took this test and it gave me insights on what was chronic stress and burnout doing to our brain health, our mental health, and our physical health, and our spiritual health, our sense of purpose. And there was something that I saw and learned in the research. There's a particular pattern of neuroinflammation that occurs in the brain of busy brain people, and we're burned out and stressed out, and three things start happening. In the clinical medical terms, and then you and I are going to break down what it feels like, you have adult onset attention deficit disorder, or ADHD. You can't focus. You're feeling anxious all day long, and then you're being robbed of sleep at night, wired and tired. You can't turn off the racing thoughts in your brain when you go to bed. It could be something you're passionate about, creative about, or just worries, or you wake up between 2 to 4 a.m. and you're like, I can't go to sleep. I may as well do the laundry before the kids get up. And those are the symptoms of a busy brain. And so that's what it is. And let's talk about what that looks like.
Please do, because I was just teaching a training the other evening and several people reference the idea of maybe I have ADHD. Like I just can't focus. No matter what I do, it's like having a million tabs open on my computer at all times, but it's in my brain. There's a million things and I'm just switching from thing to thing to thing to thing. And honestly, I have felt like that the last few years.
And this is what's happened in a post-pandemic world where most of us are now in digital devices even more than before, even those of us that were online entrepreneurs, right, Patrice? And so that happened. And here is what it feels like when you have this pattern of neuroinflammation of the brain. You wake up first thing in the morning and you have a purpose-driven life and you're like, Patrice, Romy, do not talk to me until I get a venti latte. And if the barista puts in whole milk instead of oat milk, I'm going to be bitter all day long. And I'm telling you about this just caffeine, but it was really for energy drinks to get me through the day. And then there's like this low-key anxiety. Like you said, multiple browser windows open on multiple screens in front of you and in your brain. And a simple task that should just take 7 minutes to execute because you know your job is taking you all day. You're stuck in anxious analysis and your to-do list is multiplying faster than a shoe collection. Oh, so you listen to this podcast. You're going to stand on self-care tonight, but you walk out of your home office or you walk home from your job and you need a glass of wine or three to take the edge off. And if you don't drink, it's some bougie overpriced supplement from some Instagram influencer and it doesn't work. Because you go to put your head down on the pillow and there's 72 boring conversations in your head. And the loudest one is of low confidence and imposter syndrome. And you're like, I've done all the imposter syndrome workshops. What am I going to do now? Or you fall asleep out of exhaustion. But again, you wake up in the middle of the night and you think it's a creative idea as an entrepreneur. But it's really a busy brain masking itself as your next genius business idea because it didn't bring money on the table. And that's what it feels like to have a busy brain. And when your colleagues in your mastermind group are saying, is it ADHD? It absolutely can be. You know, I entered neurology in the 1990s. I'm aging myself, and this is why you call me auntie out of grace. Less than 5% of brain doctors at that time were women. And back then, we didn't recognize adult onset ADD or ADHD. Now in the medical literature in the last 7 years, because all these digital devices that are around us, we know it's a real thing. But guess what? Most of us don't want to be jacked up on caffeine and Adderall all day, only to have a sedative like alcohol or a prescription sleeping pill at night. That's being stuck on the stimulant sedative cycle. And it just makes a busy brain worse. And then we can't live a purpose-driven life because we're suffering. I've been there.
But Dr. Romy, so even for the people who are listening that know, you know, we talk about the fifth pillar. It is the foundational pillar at Redefining Wealth. And so I hear from more and more women who are making those doctor's appointments. They're listening to their body. They're saying something's not right. They're making the appointment. They're going in. And if they are diagnosed with adult onset of ADD or ADHD, they're just being prescribed all the things. So
yeah,
is there a process that, I mean, that you suggest outside of just taking the pill, which still just leads to the next thing that you have to do at night? Because again, that just creates the cycle.
It does. First of all, as a licensed and boarded medical doctor, some people need the medicine, Patrice, right? But most of the people you and I meet that are on the medicine are going, there's something deeper going on, or the medicine isn't quite helping. Or yes, I'm overstimulated and anxious all day on the medicine and with the ADHD, ADD, and then I'm too wired at night. And if that's you, my background is both traditional neurology and board certified in integrative medicine, the science of wellness or holistic health. And it's about getting to the root cause. And that's what I research because, you know, my business, I mean, can I just tell you, sister, as an entrepreneur, you know, this is I had that year what was projected to be a seven-figure business in 2020. And the pandemic came and in 6 weeks wiped it all out. I couldn't get on the road and speak. A couple of big consulting contracts got put on hold. We thought just for 2 months and then didn't come back for a while. And I had time on my hands to rebuild. And somebody told me, hey, Romy, get a Netflix subscription. I was like, what is this? What is this? TV at night? Entrepreneurs don't do this. And girl, back then, do you remember what was trending? Do you remember? I don't know if you ever got into this nonsense. Do you remember Tiger King?
I heard of it, but I never watched it.
Girl, don't ever. Because I say it now. And people who are listening to this, who watch this, are chuckling because it feels like another lifetime ago. And I still have nightmares about Carol Baskin whenever I talk about this, you know, and the poor tigers that are still not free. But I realized like this was not going to be useful to me. And I could do all this research, but I needed to come up with why is this happening? So I did what this recovering, awkward geek girl does. I opened the medical scientific literature and said, what is the cure for a busy brain? And I looked at all the medical research in psychoneuroimmunoendocrinology, how your mood and the structure of your brain is connected to our hormones and our immune system and the rest of our body. And I said, what is the root cause? And then we came up with a protocol, which is known as the Brain Shift Protocol. Yeah. And SHIFT is an acronym that gets down to the root cause of it. And that's what, if your listeners are like, okay, Dr. Romy, I got the book. I'm listening to my sister, Patrice. Honestly, flip straight to chapter 16. There's a lab list in there. Take it straight to your doctor and get a copy for your doctor because chapters 5 through 9 go through all of the painful science. I say painful. I love science, but to some people who aren't science and STEM oriented, like Patrice and I, they may not want to read it all. Your doctor will, trust me.
This is so good. Now, let's be honest. Have you ever felt guilty that too much of your closet has only been worn once? I know we've been talking about releasing a lot this month. So are you one of the people who has items going to Goodwill with the tag still on it? Like you, I love being on trend and having new things to wear, but I do hate the waste it creates. That's why I'm so glad it's officially springtime, which means it's the right time to refresh your wardrobe. But this time, you got to do it more responsibly. That's why I personally love testing out new looks and styles without impacting my money pillar by using a clothing rental membership from Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion, and then, guess what? You get to send it back. So whether you're planning your outfit for a date night or vacation or packing for a conference, you'll be the best-dressed person in the room without cramping up that closet again.
Right now, Redefining Wealth listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/wealth. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/wealth to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today and use my code WEALTH for a great deal.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, I happen to be one of those people that are motivated to work out on my own, but I personally don't get the best Fit Pillar results I can when I don't use a professional trainer, because everything that's permissible is not necessarily beneficial. But having a full life can make it so hard to get on the same schedule as a personal trainer. But when I discovered Future in January 2023, the game changed. It has helped me stay committed to my Fit Pillar goals on the go. It's a personal training app made to fit your life. You get a dedicated coach, personalized training plans, and access to unlimited workouts. And trust me, you will enjoy them. I would love for you to check out Future today if you know that you can do okay with your Fit Pillar by yourself, but you want that additional support and you really want to get serious about your Fit Pillar. Go to patricewashington.com/future and get 50% off your first month today. That's 50% off your first month when you use my link, patricewashington.com/future. Okay, let's go through brain shift. So I know the S is for sleep.
Yeah, sleep and your circadian rhythm. And that's the first part of the 8-week protocol, is we've got to reset your biological clock, because it's not only affecting your sleep-wake cycle, but your hunger, your metabolism, your ability to think clearly and straight and with calm. So that's the first week of the protocol. S is for sleep or circadian rhythm. H is where I really want to spend most of the time with you,
yeah,
and help women, especially our fellow sisters of color, and that's for hormones.
Oh, why is this one so important?
Because we can't get our doctors to listen. You're going to read the devastating story for me. I was a brain doctor researching women's epilepsy, researching the effect of hormones on a woman's brain as a doctor. And I was like, I think I got something going on with my thyroid. I'm eating clean. I'm anxious all the time. I had a busy brain when I didn't have a term for it. I was burning out and they didn't listen. And I never had a regular menstrual cycle my whole life. My hair was falling out in chunks, Patrice. And I knew, and they didn't do the full panel. And it wasn't until I went to my own integrative medicine doctor after I got sick and out of life-saving surgery. And they finally listened to me and they do the labs. And lo and behold, I have Hashimoto's autoimmune thyroiditis. So as I was researching this, I've been through this mess myself, so I can help you with yours. What did I find? Here in the United States and Canada, 1 in 8 women has a missed thyroid problem. And in my culture, Patrice, in the South Asian culture, they call us big boned women or Murti. Like, you know, Murti is like, you know, the hopeless fat shaming, the hopelessly overweight or big boned. And it's actually thyroid. And that if you're a woman that is blessed like you and I with extra melanin in our skin, us women of color, it's a 1 in 4 chance it was missed. And this is why there is polycystic ovarian disease. It is why there is irregular periods. It could be why you have fibroids. It could be the cause of so many things in metabolism, but especially a busy brain, of why you're like, why can Romy and Patrice handle their stress much better than me? It's not you. It could be your hormones, that, and the hormones can yo-yo between being too low or too high and cause the busy brain symptoms. And by the way, 1 in 4 women that has this, the only symptoms you have are mental health. So what does the doctor say? You're just hormonal and crazy and anxious.
Yeah. Or they'll say, you know, you're just in a stressful season.
Yes.
I definitely know. I do brunch sometimes with who I call my super friends here in Atlanta. And it never fails. There's always a story about someone's doctor who did not listen to them and going to get second and third and fourth opinions because people are not listening. And we are all women of color.
Yes, we are. And I want to repeat what you just said, because most people don't even know what your super friends know to do, Patrice, is I'm going to go and find a different doctor. We hand over our power as women. I share that story with you, not to trauma dump, but that I was a doctor and a woman of color. And by the way, like one of the only women in the neuroscience division, and there weren't many women in academic medicine. So they wrote me off as a histrionic, stressed out, emotional doctor. And I gave those men in the endocrinology department my power. Do not do that. Your power for your health and your brain and your body is with you. And go get that second opinion.
So it's possible that even if you are getting the right amount of rest, if the hormones are off, you're still going to experience the symptoms of busy brain.
And why this is so important, Patrice, because I tell my story candidly in the first 4 chapters of the book, because you see me slowly deteriorating until I'm in a life or death moment in emergency surgery. And what I want people to know is we ignore as women, or the medical system has dismissed us as hormonal and crazy, the busy brain, and then the physical symptoms will start. And you read how I'm barely at that time, 32, 33 years old, and I'm having chest pain and it gets misdiagnosed. And I want you to know that chronic stress can kill you. It almost killed me, and I should have known better. I'm a brain doctor. And that's why I wrote this book as a purpose, because if I had to go through my mess so I could help you straighten up yours, I'm here to do it without judgment of my aunties, of the busy brain aunties, but to do it with a place of compassion, love, and hope.
Mm. Yeah, there's a place in the book where you say your brain is not broken, your mind is not a mess, and hope did not permanently depart your soul. And I just love that, because honestly, these last few years, and you know, you've walked with me through some of these things and heard me talk about separation and divorce privately. And it is wonderful to have that reminder, right? Your brain is not broken. There's a lot going on here and a lot of different things that you're trying to manage publicly and personally and spiritually and emotionally and all of the things. And I love that you say that. There's just such a compassionate tone throughout the book, which I think is helpful when we've been written off by medical professionals.
Agreed. Thank you. And that's my intention. You know, when we have a busy brain, the voice of judgment comes inside, and it can look like low confidence or imposter syndrome. For me, you read the funny but really painfully true stories of my judgmental aunties that are always the voice. But when we brain shift and we calm a busy brain, it does. I hold that intention turned to compassion and hope. And, you know, my sister Patrice, what I want to say to you is, I think what I've experienced myself is, for those of us that run businesses that are of a purpose, that are of service, that are serving a mission larger than ourselves, that we can be healers and human at the same time. Like, you are a healer and you have helped thousands in their financial and personal well-being, and you can be human and need healing yourself. And I think that's what you model. And, you know, if I had the honor of being one of many of your hope holders while you were going through this season, then the honor was mine, because in times that I have fallen down in a valley, I have been blessed with hope holders as well. And I think that's what we need more of in this conscious sisterhood, is this promise that I will hold hope for somebody else.
So good, Dr. Romy. Okay, S is for sleep, H is for hormones. What is the I?
I is markers of inflammation. And here for women, there are several that I go over there, your insulin levels, your methylation, all that's in your lab slip. But if I had to give the one highlight reel here and say it loud and clear, it's vitamin D3, as D as in dog. D as in diamonds. Let's just say D as in diamonds.
Yes.
Can we say D as in diamonds?
Absolutely.
Yes. This is the Redefining Wealth podcast. I'm a dog mom, so I always say dog. And people are like, that's so basic, vitamin D3. And I think vitamin D3 got a bad branding and marketing rap with the medical community. It's actually a super hormone. It is a pro hormone. There are 50 hormones in a woman's brain and body that govern everything we do and we feel and our digestion and our breathing and everything. And none of it can work without vitamin D3. And again, it was why it was so important for me to come to your community. Most women in the United States, even if you live in a sunshine state like Atlanta or Florida, like you and I do, are deficient, especially those of us that have melanin in our skin. Being out in the sunshine is not enough. And when we have a busy brain and chronic stress, it's now affecting the metabolism of vitamin D3. And most of us, it's really hard to get enough in your diet. And so it is the one level that if people are going to do anything in the labs, get a full thyroid panel and a vitamin D3 level. And we give you the guidelines of what's normal, whether you're before menopause or after menopause in the book. And it's so key. And it is, those are the two things that every time we run this 8-week program, either in our community or for corporate clients, we literally save lives every time we do it. And in chapters 10 through 18, where we walk you through the 8-week protocol, you meet people, everyday people like Patrice and me, who are like, I thought I was going to quit my job and I was failing. And what? It was just a vitamin D level? Wow. This like changed my life. It's that simple.
Wow. But Romy, this is exactly why I say Fit Pillar is the foundation, right? How do you have the energy, the stamina, the wherewithal to get to the purpose and to make the money that you desire when physically and mentally, you're just not operating at your highest level?
Well, I want to ask you this question because my community is going to love your podcast and help me to reframe this because there's a financial framework that most people I serve, which are largely in corporate America, but also high functioning entrepreneurs like you and myself, that have this idea that I'm only going to do this thing for my health or get this lab or get this done if my health insurance covers it. Otherwise, I'm not going to pay for this. And fit is a pillar. And what I tell you, Patrice, is I'm an entrepreneur on a budget. And if it means I need to take from budget elsewhere, going out to eat, my personal spending on things that I like, material things, my financial priority after savings is I pay a lot of money monthly for my health and wellness to see concierge doctors, for my supplements. How do you help people understand that?
So one of the things that we actually just talked about here, probably a few episodes ago, it was about 3 financial numbers you should know. And I call it a lifestyle design number. And so I think that what we need to do is really look at our budget in terms of the pillars. And then what are you allocating towards this part of your life? To me, the fit pillar is first. So it's going to be the place where I allocate more dollars. And I list out all of the things that I would connect to my fit pillar. So it's my physical trainer. It's the app that I use for my physical training. It's meal delivery when I want to have my meal prep done. It is having a personal chef come in because that's also what I like anything that connects to my health and wellness. So to me, it's important to know what that number is and base my budget around there. And then I move through my budgeting process from there. So to me, the fit pillar is first, because without that foundation, I can't do any of these other things. It is the foundation.
I love that. It is. And you mentioned 2 key areas, which is nutrition and movement. But I want to add a third is people are going to be listening like, hey, Patrice, can you ask Auntie where I can find a doctor like her? So I don't see patients one-on-one anymore. I have panels of executives or athletes, but their companies hire me. There are doctors. Please find an MD or a DO that specializes in integrative or functional medicine. There are a lot of coaches out there, and I have nothing against health coaches. That they are the future of healthcare. But you really want a medical doctor who is licensed that can check these labs and knows what to do with them. In most cases, a health coach is not a licensed medical doctor or nurse practitioner that can actually check these labs, let alone I've done an additional fellowship and board certification on top of neurology and integrative medicine. So look for that. Doctors like me, like when I was seeing patients here in Florida, we're concierge. Like, you pay to see us because it's not the traditional insurance system that's like, girl, you got 7 minutes with this patient. Keep moving or you're going to get fired as a doctor. And we take an hour or 90 minutes with our patients, right? So, and we do telemedicine even. And so look up integrative functional medicine, a doctor in your community. And there are several companies that do telemedicine nationwide in the United States and around the world, since we both have global audiences. But I really wanted to add that to the fit pillar.
Yes, please. Thank you so much. That was worth the listen for those of you that made it to the 30-minute mark. Good for you. See, you got that extra nugget. Okay. What is F?
F, oh, you're going to be shocked as a fit sister. F is how we fuel ourselves with food. But guess what Auntie did? Auntie was like, we are not going on a diet. Diet is a four-letter curse word in the brain shift community. And here are three reasons why. When you put yourself on a diet, because in the new year, how many people do a cleanse? And you, now by the time you listen to this podcast, you're like, oops, I didn't make it through the 30 days of the whole 30. Whatever food you're eating is actually creating a pathway of trauma and higher stress and making a busy brain worse. Unless you really love that crunchy kale raw salad and you're eating gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, it is creating trauma and it's going to make a busy brain worse. Mm. The second reason, and the thing that is most important to me as a woman of color, where diversity, equity, inclusion, and racial justice are important to me, and that I'm a chief wellness officer and I believe in belonging, is that everybody has to be able to sit at the table and feel like they belong, whether you're vegan or paleo, a meat lover, a carb lover, a chocoholic, or I don't know what diet to follow. Everyone should feel like they belong. And as a chief wellness officer of Evolution Hospitality, Patrice, I learned this because what was the first thing people would say when they heard a doctor from corporate was coming? Please don't take my rice away. 3/4 of the world's population, rice is a staple food.
Yeah.
Of South Asian descent.
And I'm Caribbean.
Same with East Asia, Caribbean, Latin America, Mexico, like all over the world, rice is consumed. Rice has been villainized by the diet programs that are in the West that are just Eurocentric and based on a cisgender, straight white man or white woman's diet plan. And the foods that you and I associate with positive family memories that our mothers, our aunties, our grandmothers cooked, foods that are tied to our religion, your state of origin, your country of origin, your ancestry, a happy meal. When I go to sit and have a soul-filling conversation with my sister Patrice in Atlanta, I want Southern comfort food. And those create joy. And so we actually, in our protocol, teach you how to eat comfort food and schedule it once to twice a week. So if you're a mama or a daddy listening to this and your child is having a birthday party, please eat the cake. Don't make your child feel shameful that they're all eating cake and you're like, oh, this is bad. Mom and dad are not eating it. No, don't do that. And enjoy it. So we actually teach you the biohacks in the book. You choose either a high glycemic food or you choose caffeine, one or the other and not both, because they promote the inflammation and insulin sensitivity in the brain. And that can further the ADHD or that dopamine reward network. And that biohack alone works for all of our clients, because now you're a busy traveling entrepreneur, executive, or athlete, you can follow this. And you're like, okay, if I'm going to have white rice, white flour, white potatoes, white sugar, white bread, then I'm going to skip caffeine for this meal. And if I'm going to have caffeine, then I'm not going to, you know, have a bagel, a donut, biscuits with chai. My aunties are like, hi, toba, toba. She took away the biscuits and the chai, you know, but literally you don't do that. And what we find is that alone not only helps the brain bloating, it takes away the belly bloating. And by the end of the 8 weeks, people drop 1 to 2 pant sizes or dress sizes.
Wow. This is so good. Oh, this is so good. Oh, I know, it's just so full of hacks. I cannot wait to really, really dive in.
That work that have been researched and done with love in the medical journals. And then we took this protocol and 1,000 executives went through it and we tested it. It really works. And that's why I'm so excited. Ooh. We have a solution to heal busy brain and burnout in the world. Like, I just want to celebrate this moment with you. Like, yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I know it's going to be a blessing to so many people. I'm so proud of you.
I know you guys are just listening to the audio, but I am looking at my sister through this camera and she is beaming. And I know that I know her heart. I know her spirit. I know her love for what she does. I know her intention. And I am just so excited by the way people are going to be blessed. And I really do believe that one thing can change everything. There's just hearing, just the lab slip, like taking that lab list and going to your doctor and knowing what to say and being able to use the terminology to advocate for yourself. That alone. Thank you.
Hey, podcast family, big news. I've just launched a game-changing app designed exclusively for you. It is officially the Redefining Wealth app with Patrice Washington. Now, all of my courses, coaching, live streams, and most importantly, my community are just a tap away, all under one roof. You can download the app now for seamless access to exclusive content and a vibrant community of purpose chasers from all over the world. This is the ultimate hub for all things Patrice Washington and all things Redefining Wealth. You can search for it in your app store or find the link at redefiningwealth.app. That's redefiningwealth.app. Do not miss out. Your journey to redefining wealth just got a whole lot easier. Download the app today and let's take this adventure of redefining wealth for ourselves to the next level together.
Girl, what is tea? You're going to make me cry, and I'm not going to take my lashes off with you today.
You're making me cry. I mean, because, you know, you talk about it, about leading a purpose-driven life and serving, chasing your purpose and not money. And you model it, and I'm blessed to be a sister in your network, and this is it. And, you know, this didn't happen overnight. This book has been researched for 5 years and tested before the writing of the manuscript ever happened. And then HarperCollins jumped on it, and it gets released not only in the US and Canada, but globally in multiple languages. Like, this is it. And this is what happens when you have this circle of sisters that believe in you. And you're like, good, thank you, because I want to help the sisterhood back. And to answer your question now, T, because I'm going to lose friends here, because now I'm going to be like a curmudgeonial auntie. Sisters, you got to put the T, the TikTok, and the technology down. Mm. And that is, we know that with increased screen time, this is rewiring our brains for inattention. And especially, we did the research study, you'll read it in chapter 9 at Evolution Hospitality, which is how I met your beautiful sacred mother, at least 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime. No computers, no phones, no Netflix, no TV. Otherwise, two things are happening. Whatever you're watching, even if it's funny, is elevating dopamine and energy stress hormones, and it'll rob you of your circadian rhythm and sleep to rest and digest at night. But also the blue light is hitting the back of your retina, even with blue blocker glasses on, and it is going to your airport traffic control tower, your busy brain center in the brain, and it's obliterating the key neurotransmitters your brain needs at night, serotonin and melatonin. So if you ever like, I should feel in love, I should be on purpose, I should feel hope, I should feel the compassion that I hear in Patrice and Romy's voice, is because your busy brain got robbed of serotonin and melatonin, the sleep good and feel good hormones. And technology will do that. And so in chapters 10 through 17, we walk you through the biohacks, one brain shift each week to restore the busy brain center, the circadian rhythm, give you what you need for food and fuel, and the lab slip. And the idea is, it's 8 weeks, you have the answers, and you're already feeling better. You are focused, you are sleeping again, you're no longer anxious, and you're back on like executing the steps it takes to live a life on purpose.
Dr. Romy, this sounds beautiful, but I do hear people in my head. I hear the ladies in Pillar Mastery or Mastery and Momentum, some of my programs, and I hear them going, well, what am I supposed to do for the 60 to 90 minutes before I go to bed? If I'm not watching TV and I'm not scrolling and I'm not doing anything with tech, what do I do? Is this where some of the month of mindfulness stuff kind of comes in?
It does. We have a list online of some of the favorite activities that people at Evolution Hospitality and other companies, because this 21 digital detox has gone wildfire with our corporate clients. And here's the thing I want to tell you to try. If you have a busy brain and you're anxious, do something that feels productive, like making your kids lunch for the next day or taking out the outfit you're going to wear. But after that, what are things that will calm what you see, what you hear, what you touch, what you taste, and what you smell. Because your five senses are the airport runways that go into your busy brain center. And for that 60 minutes, if you're calming them down, it is going to start resetting your circadian rhythm. And so can I give an example of what I do is I'm high performing and I'm always going to bed with a list of 17 things that I haven't gotten done that day. I'll be honest, right? And I know that's a potentially busy brain playing tricks on me. And that's not true. So I leave my dirty dishes in the sink. I don't let my housekeeper do them. And I do my dishes at night because then I can't pick up the phone and the water and doing dishes is relaxing to me. And then my sweet dog, Raja, who's almost 17, lines up at the door because he knows he's getting one final walk outside so we get a breath of fresh air together. And then I have this ginger turmeric mask, and I'll give you the link. It's True Botanicals, so it's Ayurvedic. It's from my culture, Indian culture, and I love it. And something about the scent of it, and then rubbing the oil on my face, and girl, it wipes off all this makeup, like the 7 layers of makeup I had caked on so I could meet my sister Patrice today. And it's just this relaxing thing, and I'm massaging my face. And then I put on my face cream, and then I use my solar wand and do the infrared light. And it just, I've touched myself. I've had some pleasant scents. I've touched things, and it just relaxes. And then the other thing I'll say is, like, if you're blessed to have a partner in the house, both of you should do digital detox and bring romance back into
yes.
the bedroom.
Hey.
Because we're balancing hormones and the libido is going to come back. Like, yay.
Yes. I love it. I think to your point is just discovering what that evening routine can look like for you. What are the rituals when you remove the distractions? Because all the digital stuff is really a distraction too.
It is. It's mind numbing and it's not mindful. So what are rituals you do in the evening so people can relate to maybe some of the things you do?
So I still like to journal. I'm a big journal girl. So I journal in the morning, but I do it again in the evening. I jot down 3 to 5 things I'm just grateful for. It really helps me to feel like I got a win that day because, like you said, there's always so many things on the to-do list, and acknowledging the things that I did do well and what went well allows me to just have peace with the other stuff and, like, okay, tomorrow's a new day. I do have tea in the evening. So tea has been a new thing. I went to the Dominican Republic on a cruise a few months ago and ended up getting this, like, cocoa tea that I'm really into right now. When it runs out, I don't know what I'm going to do.
But we're both going to go back to the Dominican Republic.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to need a vacation after this book launch.
Yes, yes. We have to plan something.
Yes.
So having tea and talking to my partner, I enjoy talking to him. We get lost in the time. We have to, like, force ourselves to go to sleep. But I do enjoy talking and laughing and just, like, hanging out.
That connection.
Yeah.
That intimacy. And by the way, when we ran the study, you'll read it in chapter 9 with 500 leaders at Evolution Hospitality. Half of the group got through digital detox, the other didn't, which was great. So we could compare how well the two groups did compare to each other. But there were not one, but 4 couples that felt like their relationships completely transformed because they all had to put their iPads and phones down and TV. And they were like, what do we do? And I remember getting calls in the middle of it. And even for a couple, I was like, can we go to a relationship therapist? But it was this forced learning how to connect with talk and touch at night without technology there. And it rekindles intimacy that we're missing in today's world.
Oh, so good. And ultimately, as we say here too, you know, wealth is not just money and material possessions. Wealth is about the condition of well-being and happiness. And I'm always for anything that gets us back to clearing the clutter and being well in all these parts of our lives that ultimately impact our finances. We just don't think about it. Dr. Romy, I'm going to ask you some rapid wisdom questions. These are the questions we ask our guests, and you tell us the first thing that comes to mind. The first one is, how do you define success?
I found Ralph Waldo Emerson when I was in the 5th grade in the public library. So thankful to my mama and my aunties for introducing me to reading. And it's his quote from his now famous poem, Success. To know that one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded.
I love that quote. Yes. You're the first person to actually say that too, out of all of these guests and episodes. Thank you. Yeah, that was a good reminder. How do you define wealth in three words or less?
Joy, love, and designer shoes.
That's more than three words.
I consider designer shoes one word because you know I ain't wearing no cheap ass flip flops when we go to Dominican Republic. Oops, I said a bad word.
You're safe. You're safe. Okay, I'll let you slide. Okay. What's one book that is redefining how you see wealth?
Please, everybody read this book, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Someone gave it to me when I got divorced, and it is the first book I read every New Year's Day. I sit in silent meditation for 24 hours on New Year's Day. And along with my prayer and meditation and sacred texts, I reread The Alchemist, and there is always wisdom in there. And it is a perfect way to end this podcast because it is about being on your spiritual journey and being on your path and honoring a life of purpose.
I love that. I love The Alchemist. Okay, this is the last one. You're going to fill in the blank. My name is, and to me, the truth about wealth is.
My name is Dr. Ante Romy. And to me, the truth about wealth is you define it in your own mind, body, and spirit. Don't let anyone define it for you.
Amen, sister. And so it is. Oh, I hope that you all have enjoyed this episode with my sister, with my auntie, Dr. Romy. The Busy Brain Cure is out now. And as a community, I would just love for us to support Dr. Romy, but also to support ourselves in this brain shift that we all need. I know that you are so purpose-driven, and the idea of a four-hour week and all this stuff, it's like we live in the real world. We are purpose-driven people who know that we were born with purpose, on purpose, for purpose. And we are here to do big things and to be thought leaders and change makers and all the things that you know you were called to do. I want you to be able to do them with all of the energy and all of the heart and passion and compassion and everything that you have to put to it. But we have to make sure that we cure our busy brains so it doesn't sabotage what the call on our life is. And I really believe the Busy Brain Cure is going to be a blessing. And it's in 8 weeks if we just follow the protocol, you guys. So I will be posting more about it and what my takeaways are in the Redefining Wealth app. If you haven't downloaded the Redefining Wealth app yet, come over, jump in. Of course, we're posting this podcast episode, but post your takeaways and let's get into this lab list. Let's start scheduling these appointments. Let's be our advocates for ourselves. Let's do the digital detox. Let's do all of these things, you guys, so we can really experience the fullness of what this life has to offer. Dr. Romy, we are going to support the Busy Brain Cure and support ourselves in the process. I am so grateful for you, for your love, for your sisterhood, for your friendship, just for your mission. I just genuinely love you on behalf of myself and Mama Marie, who I know listened to this episode. We love you and we thank you so much. You guys, make sure you connect with Dr. Romy. Can you tell us where we can reach out to you, Dr. Romy?
You know, come into the Conscious Sisterhood. Always here to remind you that your brain is not broken, your mind is not a mess, and hope did not depart your soul. Take my hand and together let's brain shift. I'm Dr. Romy, R-O-M-I-E. My website, you can go take the Busy Brain test for free, and Dr. Romy on social media. And if your doctor isn't listening to you about the labs, send them to Dr. Ante Romy. I'll set them straight.
She will set them straight. Go to drromy.com. Find Dr. Romy anywhere in social media. And you guys, we'll be back next week with another episode of Redefining Wealth. Until then, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and continue to earn more without ever feeling like you have to chase money. I'll talk to you later.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals,
and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.